Welcome to my podcast. My name is Liliana, and today I have a special guest with me. Her name is Esther Gonzalez.
What's good, y'all? Happy Valentine's Day.
Today, we'll be talking about Chuck E. Cheese. Now, you may be asking, what's wrong with Chuck E. Cheese? Many things now. Chuck E. Cheese looks like a kid's playground, but in reality, it shows kids that gambling is okay at a young age. What are your thoughts on that?
Okay, I see where you're coming from, because they do make you waste so much money on tickets and having to, like, you know, the kids just want to win a prize, right?
Right.
But it is overpriced. I mean, you can't just go there on like a $100 budget if you're gonna have multiple kids, especially right? If they're hungry, they're gonna want some pizza.
That pizza? Have you heard of the rumors?
No, I have not. What are the rumors?
That they are using leftover pizza.
Leftover pizza? What do you mean?
Like, let's say you ask for a pizza and you don't eat some pieces of it. They're gonna reuse those pieces to make a new pizza.
Really? So that means they just heat it up?
Yes.
Form a new pizza?
Mm-hmm. They put cheese on top and everything to make it seem like it's fresh.
Oh, you know, that does make sense because the pizza does look a little odd. Last time I went, we had some uneven pieces. And there's no reasonable answer for that.
Right.
I mean, it makes sense they would use leftover pieces.
Did you see the difference between the way it's cut?
I did. I definitely noticed that some pepperonis were, like, cut in half on the end. There was no other half to it, but on the next pizza.
Yeah, I've seen that too. And the shape, some are smaller than the other ones.
Yeah, like on some, the crust ends lower. And I mean, I see why it would be leftovers, because you know, leftovers are old and been out for a few days, because the crust does taste hard.
Have you tasted it before?
I have. Yeah, the crust was hard.
Yeah. How about the cheese? Was it good? Did it taste like...
It tasted weird.
Fresh pizza?
There's a difference between fresh cheese. You know, I'm a cheese lover. I'm a cheese expert, so...
Right.
I know what fresh cheese is and what's not. And that cheese did taste weird. You could say it has been out for days. I mean, sometimes not days. I mean, that could be a few hours. But do you know, like, if it's leftovers, do you know if they throw it away? Like, well, not throw it away. Obviously, they recycle it. But do they keep it, like, for days? Or do they reuse it the same day?
No, I don't have information on that. But I do know is that whenever they're cleaning up, they just leave the pizza there. They clean up all the trash and the pizza just
stays
there.
Have you seen that?
Yes, I've seen videos. Have you seen any?
Mm-mm, no, not.
It's all over the internet right now.
Right now?
It's like a big thing right now.
I haven't heard about it, and I've been on social media recently, but wow, it'll probably pop up.
And kids are eating this pizza.
Oh no, that's horrible.
Kids.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with leftovers. Everybody eats leftovers. Don't you eat leftovers?
True, true.
But what could be so wrong?
But if you're going to be spending on money, why do you want to eat a leftover pizza?
True.
When you could just go on in your fridge and eat some leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And they promote fresh pizza. How could you promote? Yes.
I know for a fact it's not fresh.
And their plates say fresh, hot and ready, I think. But I know it says fresh.
How can it be fresh but at the same time hot and ready? Like, ready. It can't be fresh and ready at the same time. You know, they have to make it.
True. Well, I guess I don't promote it right.
The rumors do make sense. It adds up. Because there's no reasonable answer as to why pizza slices wouldn't all be the same size.
Yes.
Have they said why it's not the same size? Do they have anything to say on this?
They've said that the way the chef cuts the pizzas isn't enough for the customer. So he tries to make enough slices. But
that's not his problem. That should be the problem with the customer. Like, they know if they're not gonna have enough, to just buy another pizza.
But
like, it's also, not like the chef counts the customers or something. Does he count each family member?
He sure doesn't. He's back there. He shouldn't
that's
be knowing.
That's just a lie. Yeah, they're just lying.
But they also the way it's like, you know, shaved, that they don't match up. The crust don't.
Yeah, definitely.
Form a even circle, like.
You think they would recycle pizza slices that may be left on playgrounds or something?
Talking about playgrounds. I'm not sure about that, going with your answer, but the playgrounds I've heard are dirty.
Yeah, I bet they're very unsanitary.
Have you ever gone inside of one?
No, I wouldn't want to. I heard, like, just like every park, you think people go out there and sanitize that every day?
You would think, because it's a kid's playground, or a kid's place to be, they would clean it and be, you know, sanitary, but they're not. They don't care. And they've been around for a really long time.
They have. I mean, they're not as modern as other places would be. Like, you think back then they knew they had to sanitize to get rid of bacteria and everything? No, they didn't know that.
True. And now that there's health inspection, I mean, they don't even care about that.
Do they even pass?
Had you ever look at the rate?
Sanitation rating? No, I haven't bothered to look at it. I'm sure it can't be 100, though. If it's 100, they probably forged it.
Maybe. I've heard that there's even been a dead rat inside of there.
Ew, that's so disgusting.
Yeah. And kids...
rats carry so many diseases.
Right?
And kids are more immune to diseases. Well, they're like more prone to get them because they're so young and they don't have enough white blood cells and all that stuff in their body.
Yeah, you're right. They don't care. They just want your money.
Exactly. Yeah, they just want your money. And that's every business now.
Yes, but they should be reasonable with their prices.
Yeah, they need to reprice everything.
What else? Let's see. Oh, and that mouse. Don't he seem like a creep?
He does. He looks really creepy. Who knows who could be under that mouse?
Right? It could be a child molester for who knows.
Do they even do background checks there?
I'm not sure.
Seems like they'll hire just about anybody.
Right? Just to...
They're so desperate for money. They probably pay them so low. Probably minimum wage.
And how could they keep those rumors so low with all those people knowing?
I mean, soon enough, like, now that we have internet, like, social media and everything, it's gonna get around really fast.
Yes.
Soon, their only choice will to be shut down.
That would be...
Kids just aren't really interested
the best
in
choice.
Anyway. Kids just want electronics now.
You're right. They don't want to go out no more.
They don't. Like, Toys R Us shut down.
Yes.
Maybe Chuck E. Cheese is next.
And who knows how many Chuck E. Cheese are around... Do you know?
Chuck E. Cheese's? I know we have one here in Garner. This should be another one in Durham, right?
Oh, I don't know. I know there's one in Raleigh downtown.
So that's the downtown. One that was by Garner.
Okay.
That's the closest one to us.
That's the only one I've been to. But there's no playground in that one.
There's not?
There's no playground.
So what do they have?
Just arcades.
Are those sanitized too? Do they look clean?
I've never gone and played.
Yeah, it's like they would have time to go and sanitize in between the players. You go to one game and jump to the next. You'd never see anyone just go in between and sanitizing.
You don't.
And who knows where their hands have been?
The kids, yes, you're right. They carry so many germs, touch everything.
Safe for kids. Chuck E. Cheese simply should be shut down.
Yes, they should be. With all this leftover reusing pizza, this gambling stuff,
gambling.
And that rat. Who thinks that's okay? That rat.
Which one? The dead one or the one in the mascot?
The one in the mascot.
The mask need to go.
They do. Yeah. That mascot. I don't know. It's just... doesn't go well with me.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
Well, that concludes the rest of our podcast. Thank you for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye.